Massacre in a Pakistan school.
I saw there were 6-7 men. They were entering every class and they were beating children.
Manhunt outside Philadelphia.
We are looking at some known locations. Right now, we do not know where he is.
New inductees for Rock Hall. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Chaos at a hospital in northwest Pakistan. Dozens of people are injured in a Taliban attack on a school that left 126 dead, most of them children. CBS's Clarissa Ward is at the foreign desk in London.
Military officials say at least 6 armed men stormed the military-run school and began firing on the students. 2 explosions were reported. Pakistani military vehicles poured into the area and surrounded the school. Small arms fire was heard as they fought to take it back from the militants. Concerned parents gathered outside, desperate for more information. Most of the school's students are believed to have been evacuated, but an unknown number remain trapped inside.
Pakistani troops are still exchanging gunfire with the attackers. The incident's been condemned by the U.S. ambassador to Pakistan and Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai. CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate.
This is part of the ongoing fight between the Pakistani state military and the Taliban that has grown more aggressive in attacking Pakistanis, and this is the latest iteration of that.
Now to Australia.
Oh God Almighty Father.
Mourners pay tribute to the victims of the cafe siege in Sydney. Katrina Dawson, a lawyer and mother of 3, and the manager of the store, Tori Johnson, who according to accounts grabbed the gunman's weapon in an effort to save others or those who died. Now there's a sea of flowers outside the cafe.
It's very moving to see all these people arriving with their flowers and silently putting them down.
The gunman was killed when police stormed the cafe. CBS's Ben Tracy is in Sydney.
New details from The Guardian Australia describe the terror from inside the cafe. The gunman had grown increasingly erratic and enraged after learning taped messages from the hostages listing his demands had not been broadcast. When hostages asked to go to the bathroom, they were escorted by Lynn's staff. During one trip, 3 men escaped.
Australia responded after the siege ended with an increased police presence in a number of cities. Here at home, a manhunt in the Philadelphia area for a military vet suspected in the shooting death of his ex-wife and other members of her family yesterday.
6 deaths and 1 injured, and we are searching for Bradley William Stone.
District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman.
We do not have vehicle information. We actually recovered his vehicle and his personal cell phone, so we do not have information about how he might be traveling.
CBS's Jerika Duncan has more on the search.
The gunman allegedly abducted his daughters and killed his ex-wife, 33-year-old Nicole Stone. Neighbors said they had been involved in a custody dispute.
It really is devastating. Young girl. She was a sweet girl, took good care of her kids.
Stone dropped the girls off at a neighbor's house where they were later found safe. But at the other locations, police discovered 5 other bodies, all members of his ex-wife's family.
After weeks of sexual assault allegations from women against her husband, Bill Cosby's wife is now speaking out. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
In her first statement since the renewed sex assault allegations against her husband, Camille Cosby says the man she married 50 years ago is the same funny, loving man all Americans got to know, and not the figure at least 15 women have accused of drugging and having sex with them. She suggests he is the victim. A lawyer for one of the women has filed a statement claiming he has witnesses who back his client's story, though it's not clear just what they say. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
A new storm dumped more rain on Northern California, where some places are still recovering from last week's flooding. This time there were flight delays, some high water, and power outages. Power lines fell on Sandy Batania's home in San Jose.
I heard a bunch of banging, but I thought it was garbage cans. And then a little bit later, they're banging on my door.
More stormy weather is due in the area tomorrow. A new report on teens and drugs finds smoking and prescription drug use are down, but there is concern about something else.
The deputy director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, Dr. Wilson Compton, says he's surprised to find e-cigarettes have become very popular.
8.7% of 8th graders, that's about 1 in 11 kids in the 8th grade, is using e-cigarettes. Then around 16%, or 1 in 6 of the 10th graders, use e-cigarettes in any given month.
Compton says the kids don't believe it, but there are health risks, notably nicotine addiction. Dan Revive, CBS News.
CBS's Jim Taylor tells us a report finds the personal touch can make all the difference for someone who's in the hospital.
This is all about the connection between how well a patient feels treated by doctors and hospital staff and things that go wrong while being hospitalized.
Those who said they rarely received respect from medical staff were 2.5 times as likely to experience a medical error.
Tricia Calvo, health editor, Consumer Reports.
It can be a hospital-acquired infection, a wrong diagnosis, an adverse drug reactions, prescribing mistakes, things like that.
She stresses the importance of making your healthcare professional see you as a person, not just a patient. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
There's a follow-up to that story of a woman who complained about how nuts were served to her on a Korean Airlines flight. That woman, who later resigned her executive post with the airline, forced the captain to take the plane back to the gate. Now South Korea's transport ministry says the airline could face steep fines for pressuring employees to lie about it all during an investigation. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2015 is out. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts will be inducted, along with Green Day. So will Bill Withers, who hit number one on the charts 42 years ago.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
And a little more than a year after his death, singer-songwriter Lou Reed.
She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Late guitar greats Stevie Ray Vaughan and Paul Butterfield will also be inducted. The ceremony set for April. Google says Robin Williams' suicide was the most searched on the internet this year. What could be more polluting than your gas guzzler? CBS's Jim Shenavy has the answer.
So you've decided to buy an all-electric car. Well, a new study suggests you might not be doing the Earth any favors. The research, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, found that electric vehicles produce 3.5 times more pollution than a gas-burning vehicle. That's because, in most cases, the electricity used to charge the vehicle's batteries comes from coal-fired power plants. The study suggests that all-electric vehicles cause 86% more deaths from air pollution than gas-powered cars. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
It sounded too good to be true, and it was. Mohammed Islam, the 17-year-old high school student who told New York Magazine he made tens of millions trading stocks during lunch, now tells the New York Observer the story's fiction and grew out of a rumor. He says the only trades he's made are simulated ones in an investment club. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.